Mem Sechem Kefalfa Med Aleph. We're up to Tosos Matin Mibegel Lebegel. We said, Kol Mili Demar, all things Rabbah used to do like Rav, except for three. Matirin Mibegel Lebegel. You could move tzitzis from one garment to another. Tosos, Vafagav de Shmuelit Lebeferkat Chelet, Kol Klei Kufsach Ivin Betzitzit. Modei men tzitzit lekol bgadav, shiatir tzitzit mibeged shematzni'o, liten bebeged sherotze lelbosh, vetehei ha-mitzvah alav. Even though Shmuel holds, really every garment you own requires tzitzis, it's a chova of the cheftza, nonetheless, he is modeh that if you don't have tzitzis in all your garments, you could transfer the tzitzis from a garment that you're putting away to a garment you're going to wear, and that way the mitzvah will be upon him. Why did Tosas add those three words?
On him or on the beggar?
On him. It doesn't seem like Rashi agrees with Tosas, by the way. But tough. Miss Tosas needs a lot of work. Yeah.
Some kind of balance between the whole question of the field of Chetzer or the field of Gaza that practically usually doesn't make much of a difference, because even if it's on the Chetzer, it's the Chayut of the Gaza to do it. So here it sounds like Tosas is doing like a balancing act. That it's a chiyuv on the chetzot that it is, but if the guy doesn't have enough to put on all of his chetzot, so then he has the requirement, and the chetzot that he's wearing needs to have it, so he has to move the tzitziot over to the one that's on the gavra.
So that's what we would have thought. Now reread Tosas, tell me, is that what Tosas said? If I were writing Tosas, I would have said that, but is that what Tosas is saying? How do you understand the word sheyatir? Do you understand it as chayav latir? The matirin beged lebeged, the chiddush is that you may or that you must?
That you may.
Oh. And according to what you're saying, is it may or must?
That you may, because you can find another alternative, which is to get another pair of scissors.
I thought you'd say you find another alternative not to wear that garment.
Okay.
Let's read Tosas together. Sheyatil tzitzit mibeged shematzni'o, that he should undo the tzitzis from the garment he is putting away. Liten bebeged sheyotze lilvosh, to put in the garment he's going to wear. Vetehei hamitzvah alav. How do we understand those words? Tosas is coming to say why he is matir. Tosas is coming to say why it is mutar. Tosas is coming to say why he should do it.
It sounds like it's going back to the last second to answer the question of the question. So if we have the Pitaron that he could have not worn this beged, then he would have been walking around without any tzitzio. He wouldn't have been getting any mitzvah, and he wouldn't have been over on any Easter either. Using this Eitzah that Tosas is giving, so you have an Eitzah, how you can return to put on that beged and get the mitzvah for it, even though you don't necessarily need to.
Oh, so you want to say that route, that that's why it's not a chova.
And that's why he's using this. He's not saying it's chayav. He's giving like an eitzah. You don't need the. If you want to score points, there's a way that you can get around this by not wearing the garment. If you want to score the points, so here's what you can do.
Okay, so according to Shmuel, we would have thought you're not scoring any points by not wearing the garment. Because according to Shmuel, the garment you have in the closet is chayav. So before we read Tosfos, we would have thought you could be mafkir the garment, but you can't really just not wear it. And if you would have asked me before Tosas, I might have said, I wouldn't have said, but I might have said that according to Shmuel, I'm mekayim the mitzvah by owning a garment that has tzitzis on it. And there's no difference whether I'm wearing that garment or not. The fact that the garment I own has tzitzis. Along comes Tosas, and Tosas is at least explaining to me why it should be mutar to transfer the tzitzis from one to the other. Tosas's answer deserves a lot of learning. It's not nogal halacha, so you're not going to find that much on it. But what Tosas is basically saying is that there are two fronts we have to address in this Tosas. Number one, is there an iser to remove tzitzis from a beged according to Shmuel? The fact that I have a chova that all my garments should have tzitzis is one level. So this garment I have tzitzis for, that one I don't. Sorry. It's World War II right now. I can't go out and buy tzitzis. I can't find Tovi Vishma. I don't have it. Sorry, Mr. Shmuel. I can't. I won't wear it. And the question is there any nafkamin according to Shmuel if I don't wear it? But I can't get tzitzis for it. Okay? Not my fault. I can't. But does that mean I'm allowed to take tzitzis off of another beged according to Shmuel? Meaning maybe there's a difference between not being able to put them on, taking them off. So that's question number one, which Tosas basically addressed. Question number two is, okay, is there a difference between a beged I wear that doesn't have tzitzis, or a beged that's in the closet, according to Shmuel? Or is there a difference between a beged that I wear that does have tzitzis and a beged that's in the closet? According to Shmuel, am I mekayim the same level of mitzvah when I wear it as when it's in the closet, if the chiyuv is even when it's in the closet? Oh, so that's the question. What are the words Utehei Mitzvah Alav telling me? Is he telling me this is enough to overcome the iser of undoing the tzitzis from the other beged, that advantage? Or the way you're suggesting, is he telling me, oh, you're going to get much more out of it? Or the way I think, that it's somewhere in the middle. Tosas is really saying, who said there's a problem taking tzitzis out of one and putting it in the other? But what am I telling you to do then? Do it so you wear the tzitzis, so you wear the mitzvah. But am I getting anything more by wearing a mitzvah than having it in the closet, according to Shmuel? Something. Meaning, Tosas sounds to me like it's something minimal. And that's why it's more the heter aspect of matirin mi beged le beged, according to Shmuel, and the heter aspect of tehei ha-mitzvah alav. And the way it sounds like in Tosas to me, because it's not like you gain that much. It's just like the mitzvah will be on you instead of being in the closet. It shows me that on some level, Shmuel agrees with what we do la'alacha, with other man da'amrim, that there's more to wearing tzitzis than just to having it in the closet. But it doesn't sound like it's that much more. Mm-hmm. The lashon of Tosas tehei mitzvah alav doesn't sound so great. It's not, you understand what I'm saying? Not like v'yikayim et mitzvah b'hiduro al yedei shtei mitzvah alav. That doesn't sound that way.
Otherwise,
u'risim
also. That's according to Shmuel. That's when you take it out of the closet, you're
going to...
But
u'risim also? Yeah. I don't know what u'risim also means. You got to look it up in the Gemara there.
Should we look at Tosfot Rosh?
Do we have Tosfot Rosh here? I assume do not.
Yeah,
it's in the Machon office, no? If we'll start learning here, I'll bring it here, Bezat Shem.
Maybe we should learn the Machon office.
I don't have the capacity to have peace and quiet there, and I don't have the 15 minutes to get there.
Yeah, we don't really need.
If we do that, we wouldn't have had any time left to learn today. V'alachak Rabbi Shimon B'Greiram. Look at the format of the three quotes of Abaye, and what do you see from it? What's the weight of each of those, and what's the form of each of those?
Well, the middle one's in Lashon Rabbah.
So is the first one, Matirin.
Huh?
Matirin is also Lashon
Rabbah. I thought that was the second one. Where
third one, he doesn't say what the halacha of the dab is.
Right. So
look and think. We'll continue in a minute. So the format of the first two halachos is matirin. You correctly said lashon rabim. We already asked ourselves within Tosis, is the chiddush of the first halacha the heter, that it's mutter to be matir? Is it a chiyuv? Meaning we left that a little bit hanging, the matirin. Madlikin minei lener is for sure not a chiyuv. It's a heter, the sugya and Shabbos. Is it aser? Is it like busy mitzvah? Is it like you're taking from the mitzvah? So madlikin, you could. So that's for sure not a chiyuv. And then halacha k'rabbi Shimon begreira. So first of all, halacha. Yeah, he's paskining, and halacha usually means he's publicizing. Secondly, he's not telling me what the action, like the first two, but rather he's telling me the halacha. He's telling me a totally different thing. Right? Okay, so it's a totally different format. And this is where we'll have to pick up Mitzvah tomorrow. Yeah. So.